Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From Jay Billis's Twitter account that he put out this morning, he said, "I come so far from the bottom, couldn't even see the top. Just as soon as I feel the drought, I'm whipping up every block. I got to go to work."
Love those every morning.
Every single morning without fail. And without fail, talking college basketball and certainly getting us prepped for the NBA draft on Thursday with all of that college basketball news and updates and analysis is Jay Billis from ESPN on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Jay, how difficult is it for you to come up with those is it something that you are trained to do at pretty much every morning? Is it part of your schedule?
Yeah, it's not that difficult. I listen to a lot of Jeezy, a lot of other things too, but I come up with it pretty easy. So it could be a lot harder.
All right. Well, we all love it. Dustin loves it. I love it. And certainly also enjoy your analysis. And let's start with, before we get to the draft, the trade. Anthony Davis goes to the Lakers, joining LeBron. Just a quick reaction on that. And then coming back that fourth pick, is there a decent possibility you think that David Griffin might flip that?
Well, first of all, they had to do it. Both teams had to do it. And if the Lakers want to be relevant, which they haven't been, they're going to have to do something to try to hit it out of the park. And with Anthony Davis, they did that. Now, whether Griff decides he wants to trade that or not depends on what's available. There are a number of teams that have multiple picks in the first round. If you can decide you want to get multiple assets or you want to trade it for a veteran, something like that, it kind of depends on what's available. Because it's just that pick is just past sort of the superstar, the star level of the draft, or at least where you think guys are going to be stars. Heck, Kawhi Leonard got taken 15th, so you don't always know. If he decides to keep it, if New Orleans decides to keep it, there are good players available there that can really help you.
Jay, what's the deal with Darius Garland? He seems to really be jumping up the draft board here. And he only played four games. Is that enough of a sample size?
Well, no, it's not enough. He played five, and it's not enough. But you know how good he is because you've seen him play in high school. And if you've had reports, the doctors are all going to pass, their medical staff going to pass on his conditioning and sort of whether that knee is sound. It was a medial, not an ACL, so it's an MCL. He can come back from that in pretty short order. That's not that big of a deal generally. I don't think he's rising up draft boards. I think he's been up there all the time.
Okay.
I've had him ranked in the top six the whole time. He's very, very good, especially in this draft. So it's just a question of, I think you can ask a lot of different basketball people that you trust to say, where do you rank these guys? And you're going to get a lot of different responses. That's a little bit unusual. Usually there's more of a consensus. But that's what's going to make this draft a little bit more interesting, is you don't necessarily know where guys are going to go.
Can he be like a Dame Lillard?
I doubt it, but you never know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think he's very talented. I don't think he's quite the scorer that Lillard was, but he can really shoot it. I mean, Lillard, when he was coming out of Weber State, could really, really shoot and really, really score. He just wasn't seen as much. So he's a very talented player.
Jay, when we look at the Cavaliers coming in at five there, and as Dustin mentioned, I mean, Garland is a guy being talked about. Kobe White's another guy being talked about, point guard out of North Carolina. I think there's two-way guys, and we saw them obviously on the biggest of stages in April. Jarrett Culver with Texas Tech, DeAndre Hunter, Virginia. If they decide to go that route, if you had to choose one of those guys and kind of compare contrast, who would it be?
Can you repeat the names for a second? You cut out on me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jarrett Culver with Texas Tech and DeAndre Hunter with Virginia.
Well, Hunter's the better defender. They're both very good defenders. Culver is kind of a DeMar DeRozan type player. He just doesn't shoot it, and he needs to become a better shooter. I think DeAndre Hunter's the better shooter, but he's more of a standstill three-point shooter. Really good defender. Multiple positions. You can put him on just about anybody. He actually did guard. You know, people say, hey, he can guard 1-5. He actually did guard 1-5. I've seen him do it. He's very, very capable. I actually have him ranked number 4 overall. So it's just kind of, that's one of those deals where, like I was saying before, it's kind of an eye of the beholder thing. You know, I wouldn't argue with anybody who said, well, I like Culver better, or I like Hunter better, or those who say, hey, Garland's the best prospect, or Kobe White's better than Garland. You got a bunch of those players. I mean, even Nasir Little, who among lottery selections, I think he's going to be taking the lottery, played the least amount of minutes at North Carolina, but you know, coming into the season, he was a top 5 prospect, and he's very, very talented. So are you gonna say, well, you know, he didn't show it right away? It took him a while to figure it out as a freshman. I don't think you want to hold that against a guy you know is really talented, because he's got the ability to take off and be really good down the road.
What's the deal with Cam Reddish? I mean, he looks the part, but is kind of like an enigma a little bit. Do you think he's going to be a good pro?
He's capable of it. That's a good question, because that's been the hardest thing for me to figure out. And it's, again, kind of one of those deals where you're going, well, he's 18, 19 years old. So, you know, he's not going to be this when he's older. Or maybe he'll you know, sort of grow or mature out of some of these issues that he had. He's got everything you want. He has got size. He's got length. He's got over a 7-foot wingspan. He can really shoot it. He's got a beautiful form on his shot. He really can affect the game as a defender, one of the better steals guys in the ACC last year, very good anticipator. But he had a hard time. He's probably, I'd say, overall disappointing, because he had a hard time fitting in, putting it together, but still had some amazing games, had some great performances, but only shot barely 30% on catch and shoot opportunities on the year, shot in the low 30s overall from 3, and was primarily a 3-point shooter. So you're saying, okay, great shooter, but he didn't make shots. So, you know, how do you process that? I would want to satisfy myself, if I were an NBA GM, that, you know, about his toughness and his want to, because he had 2 games this year where he just totally checked out, and didn't even play, against Syracuse, a game I did where, you know, he's in the starting lineup, and then all of a sudden he doesn't play at all.
Did he give a reason at all for that, Jay, at any point?
Well, they said he got sick right before the game. So you know, when that happened, I didn't think much of it. But then right before the game against Virginia Tech in the NCAA tournament, he scratched.
Wow.
And you know, he was in the starting lineup. They had put him in the lineup and given the lineup card to the scorers table. So he was in the starting lineup. They had to go back and sub him out. Which is really unusual, and it was some sort of, like, I was told that he had tendonitis, and you know, look, it's not my knee. I don't know how bad it was, but I've never heard of such a thing. So I'd want to know why, because you know, you got 82 games in the regular season in that league, you're going to have some aches and pains. You're going to have some tendonitis here and there, and you're going to have, if you're getting paid that kind of money, you're going to have to play through it.
His game, though, if he, you know, if he's able to overcome that, and that's a big if at this point, as you've talked about and we've all talked about, does he have a weakness in his game?
He doesn't have a weakness in his skill level. Like, he needs to improve. He needs to be able to put it down a little bit better and things like that. But he's got all the tools that you want. But it's kind of like the question kind of reveals, you know, how you feel about it, because you're using the term if. You know, we're not talking about a lot of players going, well, if he overcomes this or if he overcomes that. You know, you're talking about here's what this guy does well. There are no guarantees in this. I get that. And I, you know, I've made as many mistakes as anybody in trying to evaluate players. But when you're leading off with if, then you're kind of going, well, wait a minute now. What do we do here? But there is a spot where you're going, if you think there's risk, he's worth the risk. And I think that spot is, you know, 8 through 10. I think there are some players that I would take before him. But heck, he's one of those guys. He's got enough talent where you could look back and go, God, how did he go number 8? That's crazy.
Jay, would you take a shot late on Bol Bol?
I don't even think I'd take it late. I'd take it in the middle of the first round.
Really?
Yeah, he's another guy because what are you giving up? It's not like you're giving up another guy that has potential to be great. It's kind of like last year with Michael Porter Jr. You know, you take him at 14, that's not that much of a risk. You take him at 5, then you got a different kind of risk being taken, you know, being undertaken. But you know, Bol Bol is as talented as just about any player in the draft, with the exception of the top 3 guys. He just doesn't do it consistently. And you know, you kind of wonder about, does he have the drive and the motor to be able to do it all the time? But, you know, skill-wise, there aren't 5 better players in the draft, skill and talent-wise.
Jay, we'll get you out of here with this. Always appreciate the time. Memphis at 2, the Knicks at 3. I mean, okay, Memphis sitting there with Mike Conley, there's a lot of talk that he could be traded. Do they even have a real decision here in your mind? Do you think it's Ja Morant, or would they maybe switch it up a bit and go with R.J. Barrett?
I think it's a decision. I don't agree with those that say it's a no-brainer. I think if you don't do your homework on R.J. Barrett, because I think he's got a chance to be very, very good, you'd be making a mistake. And, you know, because to me, when you make the comparison, if you come out unanimously for Ja Morant, that's helped you, not hurt you. So I would not treat it as a no-brainer. I would certainly evaluate those two guys very carefully. I happen to have Ja Morant rated ahead of R.J. Barrett. That was not the case at the start of the year. I had R.J. Barrett over everybody. He was the number one on the list I keep. But after, you know, after I saw Zion Williamson in Canada this summer, I was like, wait a minute, this is a different bird here. And then, you know, I had heard that Ja Morant had gotten a lot better from last year to this, but I didn't see this coming. And so I figured, okay, well, I'll wait till they play Alabama and Auburn and see what happens. And I saw what happened. He's the second best player in this draft.
Looking forward to the NBA draft coming up on Thursday night, and certainly looking forward to your coverage on ESPN. Always a pleasure, Jay, and keep up the good work. Thank you.
Pleasure's mine. Thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.